From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Two back-to-back bombs went off Friday in a crowded market in northwestern Pakistan, killing at least 15 people, wounding more than 70 others. The population in the area near the Afghan border where the deadly blasts occurred is predominantly Shiite Muslims. There was no community claims responsibility for the deadly blast. The attack happened hours after a car bombing apparently targeting police in the southwestern city of Quetta killed at least 13, wounded 20 others. A splinter Pakistani Taliban faction claimed responsibility for that attack. Speaking Friday at the EU summit in Brussels, British Prime Minister Theresa May says the offer she has made on the rights of European Union citizens living in Britain after Britain leaves the EU is very fair and very serious.
I want to reassure all those EU citizens who are in the UK, who've made their lives and homes in the UK, that no one will have to leave. We won't be seeing families split apart. This is a fair and serious offer. And I want to give those EU citizens in the UK certainty about the future of their lives, but I also want to see that certainty given to UK citizens who are living in the European Union. Of course, there will be details of this arrangement, which will be part of the negotiating process, but we've made what I believe is a very serious, a very fair offer, which will give reassurance and confidence to EU citizens living in the United Kingdom about their future.
EU leaders, however, are not convinced her proposals are adequate, saying many questions remain. Meantime, the President of the European Parliament said Europe needs to be pragmatic in dealing with Britain following the country's decision to leave the bloc, but urged cooperation in future dealings. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Saudi Arabia and other Gulf nations are demanding that Qatar shut down the Al Jazeera News organization, cut back diplomatic ties with Iran, and sever all ties with the Muslim Brotherhood. Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and Egypt also want Qatar to immediately terminate the Turkish military presence currently in Qatar and any joint military cooperation with Turkey inside Qatar. The Arab nations have given Qatar 10 days to agree to the demands without giving any indication of what happens if Qatar does not agree. One of the two surviving leaders of Cambodia's infamous Khmer Rouge has denied he had anything to do with the group's atrocities. The former president, Khieu Sam Phan, who is 85, delivered his final statement Friday to the UN-backed tribunal in Cambodia. He is charged with crimes against humanity and genocide. The other defendant, who is 90, faces the same charges, but was not in the court Friday because of his poor health. It was not immediately clear when a verdict will be handed down in the case. Thousands of Nigerian refugees fleeing Boko Haram atrocities have been trapped under very difficult humanitarian and security conditions in Cameroon's northern border. They are cramped in a makeshift camp not far from another one, hosting 2,000 internally displaced Cameroonians. Moki Edwin Kenzaka reports from the Cameroonian border with Nigeria.
Dozens of Nigerians on a daily basis continue to arrive at a makeshift camp on the outskirts of Kolofata in Cameroon's northern border with Nigeria. Some 1,200 Nigerians have recently settled in the camp. Within 2 weeks, 20 suicide bomb attacks have targeted the camp and surrounding villages. Midji Yawa Bakari, governor of the far north region of Cameroon, says it will be better for all of the Nigerians to relocate. Earlier this month, the United Nations cautioned people against traveling to the far north region of Cameroon, saying that the arrest of the Boko Haram commander in charge of the town of Kuseri had triggered a surge of violence. Moki Edwin Kinzuka for VOA News, Kolofata, Northern Cameroon.
Police in London say manslaughter charges could be filed over a deadly blaze at a public housing building last week that killed 79 people. Authorities say the exterior covering or cladding on the towers failed a safety test, though the fire started with a malfunctioning fridge inside the building. An immediate check was ordered on Hotpoint branded refrigerators blamed for the fire. For more news, join us at VOA News. I'm Michael Brown here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.